progress indeed. And there will be a big challenge in terms of how to handle that issue. Lebanon, Hezbollah and Syria are in effect gaining control of the government there. In the Palestinian arena, Hamas is consolidating its grip in Gaza. The Palestinian Authority is facing a big challenge in the West Bank, and the next president is going to face a real danger that what's been done in Gaza will end up being done in the West Bank, and Gaza will in effect control two failing statelets that will begin to look like terror statelets on the borders, on the seam line, if you like, between Israel and Egypt and Israel and Jordan in the most sensitive area of the region. And finally, in terms of looking around for partners to deal with these kinds of challenges, the next president is going to face a geriatric leadership amongst the important states of Saudi Arabia and Egypt. These Sunni leaders, together with King Abdullah of Jordan, are feeling very threatened by Iran's attempt to fill the vacuum left by the weakening of our own position and their ability to extend their influence into Iraq and then via their ally Syria into Lebanon and the Palestinian arena in a way that is deeply threatening to these Sunni leaders, what they perceive as a Persian Shiite attempt to establish dominance in the Sunni Arab world, of which they consider themselves custodians. But their ability to do much about it has been severely constricted by the fact that the Iranians and their allies are in effect winning the war of ideas. What's the big idea? That violence and terrorism and defiance of the United States and threatening of Israel can deliver more for the people of the Arab world, for the Palestinians, for the Muslim world, than the ways of this Sunni leadership, which is reconciliation, nonviolence, peace, compromise, peace with Israel, under the umbrella of American protection. And they need to find a way to demonstrate that their way works in these circumstances. What is President Obama likely to do about this? Well, I think that he recognizes very clearly that this is going to have to be an era of diplomatic renewal in the Middle East, one in which, because of the decline of our own influence, because essentially the era of American dominance in the region, which started back in the first Bush administration with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the defeat of Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War, that era of American dominance is essentially over. And so that means that vigorous diplomacy that Barack Obama talks about is going to be critical to meeting all of these challenges in the coming first term. I believe that we will see him reasserting the balance between diplomacy and force, between moderates and radicals in the region, between realism and ideology on the part of the American president, and between peacemaking on the one hand and democracy promotion on the other, with a greater emphasis on peacemaking. And I think that there will be a paradox that will emerge as a result of this, that a humbler, wiser, less ideological, more realistic approach by President Obama could actually end up increasing America's influence in the region compared to what came before. In terms of the specific issues, when it comes to the Iranian challenge, which, as I've argued, will be the first priority, whoever's president, he has made clear, and he is in effect seeking a mandate for engaging with the Iranians. That engagement has to be, and I believe will be, part of a broader strategic approach to the Iranian challenge, one that is designed to line up the international community, the Arab world and Israel, behind a concerted effort to, on the one hand, make it clear to the Iranians that if they want to join the international community, be a responsible member, have a nuclear energy program that is effectively safeguarded, then ahlan wa sahlan, they will be welcome. But on the other hand, if they continue to act as an outlaw, they will be punished by sanctions that will need to be more effective than the ones that have been put in place at this point. If it can be done through the Security Council, he will certainly try. If not, he will certainly pursue multilateral approaches. The Russians are going to be key to this. I believe that we will see him sit down and have a serious talk with Medvedev and Putin about whether it's going to be possible to have a constructive relationship with Russia, one of the tests of which will be whether Russia is prepared to cooperate in what is supposedly a common interest in preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Iraq, as I said, also has to be a priority. He has made clear that he will begin the process of withdrawal in a cautious and responsible way, but it will be very clear to the Iraqi